Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Welcome to the Wrestling Locker Room Chats for this week, joined by Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you competed at the Hoisington Round Robin since we talked last. There last week, you finished second place as a team. Mason Fuller, 126 pounds, got first place for you. A whole slew of wrestlers that finished in second place and another third place finish for you there individually. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled there in Hoisington Friday and in a nice final regular season tournament there?
Well, I thought we wrestled well. We because of the snow days, we had only one day of practice last week, and you know, I thought our kids performed pretty darn well for not being able to work out all week, and they did a great job at maintaining their weight all week and so on. So we lost some matches, and as you said, we had 9 kids play second in the tournament, and we lost some matches some of those big matches that we're going to have to win in the upcoming weeks here when we get into our qualifying tournaments. But our kids know that, and we need to get back in the practice room and get ready for the postseason here. But overall, I thought our kids wrestled well. Hoisington beat us by about 50 points in the tournament, and in the field of 7, we ended up second. So it was a good day for us.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll keep it a shorter segment in the first part because when we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up this week, a final duel, and then postseason starting this weekend as well for the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll talk about it on our locker room chats here on KD Country 94.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you do have one more duel coming up here on Thursday before you get into the postseason, basically a month-long postseason system that you're in here with wrestling. But first, the duel against Riley County coming up on Thursday to kind of get your last tune-up. What are your thoughts on their team?
Well, we've seen Riley several times this year at different tournaments, and I think we're going to match up well with them. They're a fairly young team, and some of our lower weights, of course, are young, and so it should be a good duel. And it's always nice to have a home duel. So we're very much looking forward to that, and hope to use that as a stepping stone into our district tournament on Saturday.
Now with district, you guys get to host that, and they'll take top four of those into the next week with regionals. And when you just kind of look at the format here and getting ready to go and being at home there to start things out, how do you feel about the way things could play out for you with the district tournament this weekend?
Well, I think things are going to play out, and I'm hoping that we should do well in our district. 11 teams in our district, and they are Republic County, Beloit, Bennington, Brookville, El Saline, Ellsworth, Lincoln, Mankato, Rock Hills, Minneapolis, Osborne, Smith Center, and Sylvan Lucas. So it's an eight-man bracket. Unless there's less than four in a weight class, then it would be a round robin. But eight-man bracket, and as you say, top four out of each weight class will advance to the region tournament. And that region tournament is the following week. Actually, it's on a Friday, February 12th at Hillsboro. So we're very much looking forward to it, and you know, we're hoping that we can qualify 7, 8, 9 kids for that region tournament. So one added note that you know, we've had 4 Rock Hills kids wrestling with our team all season, mm-hmm. and then when come to the postseason like this, they have to wrestle for their home school. So they will be, the 4 Rock Hills are Cole Nielsen, Connor Kosan, Jacob Berry, and Buck Ludke, and those 4 kids will wrestle for Rock Hills at the district.
Just real quick, how do you feel about your team's confidence heading into the postseason?
we're very confident. There's some awfully tough weight classes that we're facing. You know, some of our best kids, Hunter Prohaska and Brennan Walker and Tate Cadle and those weight classes are loaded this year. And you know, our kids have been beat a time or two. All of them have suffered 3-4 losses or more. And we know coming into this postseason that we're going to have to be our very best to keep advancing every week. And every week is going to be tougher and tougher. And top four, keep advancing on. And finally, to the state tournament at the end of the month, February 27th, and different format for the state tournament, 8-man bracket. So it's to get to the state tournament this year is going to be exceptionally tough. And those that get there, it's going to be, you know, exceptionally tough there. The weight classes, I don't know if I've seen such tough weight classes in some of our kids' brackets this year, but they know that they've been seeing it all season, and we just need to really buckle down and get some good practice time in these next several weeks so we can keep moving on.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Bullitt Trojan wrestling team, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you again for being with us this week, and good luck as you start the postseason this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Our Bullitt Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high-def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Our Osborne Bulldog locker room chats are brought to you in part by NCKSSports.com and by Nextech.
Hey, welcome back here in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Nate Brown joining us now, coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, good results for the two wrestlers that were on the mat here this weekend for you at Red Cloud. Chris Heiss at 170 took first place. Justin Widler, third place, finished for you at 145. Just how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled there, really your final regular season competition there in Red Cloud on Saturday?
Yep, it was a good weekend, as you mentioned. So anytime you can bring home the hardware with take two guys and both will bring hardware, that's a good thing. So pretty happy with Chris again, wrestled well, and had I thought a decent kid from Franklin, Nebraska that was wrestling against, had a good record anyway and good looking kid, but Chris ended up pinning him I think in the first second period there. So anyway, it went well, and he only had another match, only had three in his bracket, but again, pretty good matches. I thought he wrestled well. So and Justin Widler was—he had a rematch with the Red Cloud kid from the previous week, and so came up short again. That was the only loss he had for the day. But a good kid there, and I thought we wrestled him better than we did the week before, so that's always a plus. But then he won the rest of his matches to get third place. So happy with him, kind of getting back on top there as far as finishing out the tournament.
Again, we're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Let's take a time out here. When we come back, we'll dive into what postseason looks like here in 2021, as it will be a little bit different look. Osborne getting ready for districts this weekend here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost-effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, and still with Nate Brown, coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, getting set for the postseason now, unfortunately for you, it looks like you only have Chris Heiss that will be able to compete here this weekend for you as you start with districts. So just overall a lot different format, as we were mentioning, going into the break. You have basically three rounds before you can even get to the state tournament, which will only have 8 wrestlers in each weight class this year compared to the normal 16. But when you look at how things go, district, regional, sub-state, state, how do you approach this and how do you prepare for basically a month-long postseason if you can get that far?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never done it before. Yep. So Yeah, it is a little bit different, but you know, each week it's no different than I guess any other time. You always want to go to the tournaments in place. So I mean, that's kind of I guess how you approach it. And boy, this one, that each tournament's gonna have a lot more meaning because it means you get to go the next week. So you know, the following week it up. So you know, this first round is really it's almost like a formality. There's most of the brackets don't have, I mean, I'll have three or four, maybe six in them. So there's going to be a couple kids maybe left home, I guess, after this first round, cuts their season short. But and then from there on out, as I mentioned, it's going to, you know, the next round will be a little tougher. And we've seen most of these teams here in the first two rounds. So we kind of, you know, we've met a lot of these kids and we should set pretty well. Chris should do well. You know, that's why you get on the mat to find out. So, you know, after that, we go to West, you know, whole Western Kansas, there at Minneapolis is where we'll be in on that third week, and that's going to be tough. There's going to be a lot of good kids left home, you know, in every weight class. Mm-hmm. Alone, Chris is going to have a tough road just to, once we get to that, you know, hopefully make to that third week. That's obviously goal to get all the way, but that third week looks really tough if we make it there. And there's going to be, like I say, only taking four out of the side of the state it's just the way it is. And so, you know, we're fortunate, I guess. We say we're fortunate we get to wrestle, and that's what they tell us, so that's what we'll have to go with. So, you know, it's true. I mean, we set out track last year, and that was kind of tough on everybody, but we are getting to wrestle, and we've got, you know, Chris has got over 30 matches in, so, you know, and Justin had pretty close to right at 30 matches. So, you know, we got a lot accomplished this year, no matter what happens here in this postseason. So we got to be happy with that.
Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck at districts and Beloit this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week about how that went for you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
And we'll welcome you back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Brock Hutchinson with us, coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team. Coach, you had your final regular season action last week, a duel with Norton there on Thursday, and then Friday, the Mid-Continent League Tournament you went to Norton to compete in. First, go back to that Norton duel on Thursday. You won 45-21. What were some of the thoughts and things that you saw from your group there Thursday in your final duel of the season?
Well, it was senior parent night, and we're going to graduate Nathan Rabby and Jackson Pinkney, which have been great leaders for us. And it was kind of sad moment there to see those guys have their last duel they'll probably ever wrestle for the Smith Center Redmond on that mat, unless one of them fails. But then you have to get state clearance for that. So that's just a joke, and they're going to be all right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was fun. We don't have the opportunity to beat Norton very often. Matter of fact, I couldn't tell you my dual record against Coach Johnson, but it's not good. I can tell you that, and we'll just leave it at that. But we did end up with W there, and our kids, I thought, stepped out on the mat, competed well in front of their home crowd. So I was pretty proud of them.
And again, on Friday, you went to Norton for the league tournament there, finished third place as a team. You get a couple second-place finishes for Bentley Montgomery at 126, and also Nathan Rabby at 160, finishing in second place. And some third-place finishes down there as well for Eli Franklin at 195, Colton Harris Nape there at 285 for you. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled? And Sierra Lanning actually finished first place in the girls' bracket as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think our kids have just gradually gotten better, and the thing that probably makes me, and I don't know about the rest of the coaches in the MCL, but I'm pretty proud of the MCL, and I believe it's a very tough conference to wrestle in. It's a tough conference to compete in any sport in, really, and we did really well, and anytime you can place at that, I feel like you've done something worthwhile.
Again, finishing up the season with those two events. We're going to take a time out. We come back, we'll go over what's coming up for Smith Center Wrestling District Tournament, starting with postseason this Saturday here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
No matter how big or how small the job, there's a John Deere compact tractor that's sure to fit your needs. Through February 19, 2021, take advantage of landmark savings on compact tractors with $1,000 off one series, $2,000 off two, $3,000 off three, $4,000 off four, and $5,000 off five series compact tractors. Come in or visit our virtual showroom and save today. Stop by your local Landmark Implement for full details or view our inventory at landmarkimp.com and experience the landmark difference.
And again, back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, Brock Hutchinson, coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, as we talked about going into the break and we've talked about earlier this year, postseason much different this year for your wrestlers as you have basically a month-long postseason series as you have the boys coming up on Saturday at the district tournament is what it's called at Beloit, and then Sierra Landing will be wrestling in the postseason in the girls brackets as well. Just overall, how do you feel about the chances for your kids as you get ready to go to the postseason?
Yeah, you know, the cool thing is that it is it's going to be a three tournament qualifying system where you go to the districts, go to regionals, and then you have sub-state. It just so happens that we're out west here. We're in pretty deep competition. So I don't really care where you go, but those districts are all going to come back together at some point here in the western side of the state. It's going to be just like a huge regional tournament again. It's only going to be eight people, but I'm going to talk to the kids about it today, and I'm going to tell them, this is it. This is do or die, and hopefully we perform pretty well on Saturday with the guys, and then I'm going to take Sierra down to Hoisington on Friday, and we'll see what she does. But I feel real confident about her. She's gotten a whole heck of a lot better. She started out the season not very good, and then she's come up with and strung off several wins right here in a row, six or seven wins in a row, and has done really, really, really well. And I forgot to mention that. You did mention it. She got first at our MCL tournament, and it wasn't even – her weight class, to be honest with you, she had to go up and combine with the 235-pounder from Oakley. And that girl was quite a bit bigger than us, but Sierra did a great job, and she just keeps getting better and better and better all year. So I'm excited. This is the first time I got to coach her the other day, and I'm excited to go down and watch her compete and coach her on Friday as well.
What's the focus like for the kids as you get into the postseason? Do you feel pretty good about where they're at right now?
Yeah, it's just high-intensity stuff, high-drilling stuff. We just focus on, not too much live wrestling, but a lot of, you could call it live drilling, but it's just drilling, and, we'll call out different moves, different situations, things like that that we really need to sharpen up on. And you only go for, maybe just a tick over an hour, and then, Friday we'll be a down-to-weight practice for them, and weigh-ins on Saturday and compete for Sierra. It's just a day sooner. So, focus, basically it's mental here on out, I think. And the kids, fortunate enough, the kids got a great break there on Monday and Tuesday last week just because we had so much snow, and I think that was pretty much everywhere. And I thought they came back pretty energized for Wednesday and Thursday's practices, so, and their competition on Thursday, I guess, competition on Friday too. So we'll just focus on that, Dusty.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck as you start the postseason this weekend.
Absolutely, you're welcome, and thank you guys as well.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
No matter how big or how small the job, there's a John Deere compact tractor that's sure to fit your needs. Through February 19, 2021, take advantage of Landmark savings on compact tractors with $1,000 off one series, $2,000 off two, $3,000 off three, $4,000 off four, and $5,000 off five series compact tractors. Come in or visit our virtual showroom and save today. Stop by your local Landmark Implement for full details or view our inventory at landmarkimp.com and experience the landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit Smith Center in Augsburg.